Hello, humanity! Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. And we are in beautiful, sunny human unity, the epicenter of human unity here in Oroville, in southern Tamil Nadu. And last week, we were telling you that we were doing a fun shop. And you're kind of going, oh my gosh, what is a fun shop? Well, today I have Gokul here with me, Gokul. And he is so cool, and he did the fun shop with us. So tell us, Gokul, I would love to know, what we want to do is we want to share three things, at least three things of what you got that you can share with our radio and our podcast audience today. There was transformation, yes?
Oh, yes. The fun shop was, I think it was an eye-opening process for me. Because I really learned, I think, to see things around me as if for the first time.
You're 37 years old.
Yes, but we don't really look at life as we go around living life like that.
Because you've been in the corporate world.
Yes.
And then you've been a son, a student. You have, you know, lots of degrees and whatnot.
Yes.
And then you're now a turned actor, but you were in the corporate world. And now you're saying for the first time you looked at life in a different eyes, with a different lens?
Yes, I think this fun shop gave me the space and the freedom to look at things with a natural curiosity and wonder, as if, you know, like a child who looks at the world for the first time.
Right.
So that was a beautiful learning and experience for me. And also the aspect of expressing myself physically and emotionally, but truthfully, with others, with nature, with animals, with people, with whatnot.
So could you tell us how, when you say that you experience life through nature, what does that mean? Are we not in nature? Are we not natural?
Well, we are, but I think our usual patterns of behaving and being and breathing and expressing, we tend to get caught up in that. And we find things boring. So boring. I think this fun shop was an interesting opportunity for me to naturally get out of that space and respond to all of this.
How did you do that? Can you give us an example of an exercise? Or?
Well, one of my favorite exercises was observing animals. So we went to Baraka, where there were geese, horses, ducks, dogs, whatnot. And the time that I spent in sort of observing them, each of them, their physical movements, taking in them slowly, and then converting them into my own movements, sort of transforming myself into the physicality and into the life of those animals, was an interesting exercise. And it was like a meditation, you know?
So when you're taking in the life of the horse, the beautiful horses, right, or the turkey, could you just show us what you did?
Okay.
It's a little difficult for the radio audience to see this, but I'll explain it as you're doing it.
You were
puffing.
I was puffing. I was mainly taking in the legs, the way they stood, with, you know, the alternative leg up and down, and moving their neck, the way they, you know, they ate food, and the way they, you know, do this.
The way they shake
they
their...
They shake their body, but all of that.
How does that relate to being a human? I mean, for heaven's sakes, let's get real.
I think animals are alive all the time. They are themselves all the time, and they convert that into a physical gesture or movement all the time.
Okay.
And we always have the opportunity to see that, and once we absorb that quality... I think that aliveness somehow gets transferred, at least it did for me. So I actually felt more human at the end of that exercise.
You felt more human at the end of that exercise?
Yeah.
Okay. So I find that very interesting. And in what we are doing in the world right now, how do you feel more human? Why would you want to feel more human? Good God, with everything we're going through.
It's interesting. I think we are going through a lot, which includes, you know, pain and whatnot. But I somehow the way of processing it, the way of sort of absorbing it and accepting it into our lives, but also sort of playing with it. I think we've lost the ability to sort of play with it and hence transform it into something what it could be more.
So it's through that element of play. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you took away was the play.
Oh, absolutely.
And through the play and through that boredom sometimes of play, yeah, through the transformation,
yes,
did you find resilience?
Oh, yes, yes. I think I'm emotionally, or, you know, once that resilience comes in, it affects my ability to approach other situations, other people, other life conditions that much more effectively.
Did you ever feel like you were failing? Because clowns never fail, right?
I think that was the biggest lesson for me, right? Accepting that failure, that vulnerability in accepting the failure, sort of, and being okay with it, and then playing with it and transforming it into something else was I think it sort of completed the cycle for me.
Can you give us a small example of something that, in your eyes, perhaps was a failure, wasn't a failure in my eyes, but in your eyes may have been a failure, and how you were able to get in the moment, transform it, and feel empowered and have that resilience at the end of that situation?
I think there was this, I remember this one thorny tree that I discovered in one of the middle of the forest walks that we did. And so this immediate resistance to thorns was, as a normal human being, was there.
Right.
But simultaneously, we had this red nose and a different attitude to approaching it, right?
Right.
So I found myself really absorbing that tree, first trying to hug it, kiss it and whatnot, and sort of getting poked by the thorns. But then slowly starting to, like, you know, accepting that I'm getting hurt. Like almost physically, and then that transformed me into the different plays, the different ways I could play with that same tree, you know, with the thorny tree. So I found myself moving and wiping and sort of touching and hugging and embracing the tree in a totally different way. I think I learned to fail through that, sort of learned about myself through that tree itself.
Well, it sounds to me you learned more than failure. You really learn to embrace the thorniness. What's another word for thorniness? The prickly side.
Yeah,
the prickly side of life, right? Because life is not always beautiful and gentle and wow, right? There's sometimes the shadow, there's the hard side, and you need to be able to prick yourself and go, ouch, ouch, and cry, cry through it. And, you know, suck your... I mean, you don't necessarily need to do that, but then it's taking that element, feeling it deep inside your heart, and then realizing that you're surrounded by nature that is hard, that's healing, it's everything at the same time.
Yes.
And so through this small thorn, you discovered resilience.
Oh, yes. Yes,
beautiful. Resilience in yourself, and then how to relate to other people.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. Now, was it fun? It was a fun shop. Did you have fun?
It was fun and play and processing everything through joy. That I think that was the best part about the show. I don't know how the 9 days went by. We laughed. We cried as well.
You cried.
We went through the whole cycle. It brought up many things, but at the end, it was powerful and very transformative.
And there was mindfulness, because there has to be mindfulness and reflection, So it sounds like you got quite a bit out of it. And what do you plan to do next? I mean, from the corporate to actor to clown? We need to bail out fairly soon. But why clown? What does clown have to do with life?
I think clown has, to me right now, it seems clown has everything to do with life. I think it's the life inside the person, inside all of us.
Right.
And all of us might have different versions of the clown.
Right.
And that's why the workshop module 2 was finding your authentic self, which is finding your inner clown. And that's I think it's a journey. It's, you don't get to do it in one or two or three workshops. It's throughout life the journey continues, but
beautiful.
It's so beautiful. and it's very healing.
Thank you so much. And the third module was laughter, right? Oh. And we normally end the show with laughter. So here in the studio, Haim is behind the camera. We have Cypria behind the console. Shall we all laugh and laugh our way out of the show?
Oh, yes.
So let's laugh and clean up those lungs and spread love, joy, and laughter throughout the world. After all, we do want human unity and love.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.